Folks, welcome back to another episode of The Fallen Badge. Today we're going to look at the murder of Deputy Matthew Yates, Clark County Sheriff's Office, Ohio. This episode is a request from Jay Banter. He said that he want me to do an episode on Deputy Yates. He says he lives one county away from Clark County. We're going to be in Clark County, Ohio. Largest city in the county is going to be Springfield. Now this area here, Springfield, and the shooting location, located a little northeast of Dayton, due west of Columbus. Now this trailer park, its name is Harmony Estates. Now it's just a little east out of Springfield. It sits between Interstate 70 and Highway 40. Interstate 70 runs along the north side of the trailer park. Highway 40 is on the south side of it. Now, Deputy Yates had about 15 years on with Clark County Sheriff's Department. And his daddy had been a deputy, I believe, that same county for about 34 years. Now, I don't know what kind of trouble they had in this trailer park. You know, some areas of your county or city are going to be a little rougher than others, so I don't know if this was a problem area or not. The resource material I looked at didn't mention anything. I'm sure if it would have been something bad going over there consistently, I'm sure the media would have mentioned it. But if they don't have anything bad ever happen again, what happened on this day is going to be bad enough for a lifetime. It's July 24th, 2022. 911 call comes in at 10:51 a.m. to the Clark County Sheriff's Office. And the call says that there's a female. She's broken into one of the trailers out there and that there's been shots fired. And Deputy Yates and a second deputy, they make the scene out there. I don't know how long it took them to get there. Now, I don't know if anybody else was coming. They went up to the trailer, and I'm assuming they knocked, and I don't know if they got an answer or not, but they went on and stepped into the trailer. Now, I don't know if they were, I'm assuming they had the guns drawn. They may not have, I don't know. But they got inside the trailer, and at that point, a male subject stepped out from another room. I don't know which side of the trailer he was on. I take it from information I read that the deputies were still in what you would call the living room or the center part of the trailer. Fella fired several rounds, I don't know how many. One of them hit Deputy Yates in the jaw, and he goes down. I don't know if that second deputy fired any shots or not. In fact, I'm not really sure what he did, other than the information I saw said he ran out of the trailer. And he didn't have Deputy Yates with him, his partner. Now, the information's kind of confusing about the second deputy. They said he was injured, but it wasn't by gunfire. A report I read said the second deputy injured himself escaping from the trailer. And later on, heard there was something that said that the deputy was shot in the leg, but I never saw anything else about being shot. And of course, I would never criticize any officer involved in a deadly force situation. I just make observations when I'm doing these videos. And I just know I still got a gun on me. Probably less likely to leave my partner in harm's way. But I don't know the circumstances, so. Anyways, so we've got one deputy escapes. Deputy Yates is laying in the trailer, critically wounded. I don't know if he was dead right then or not. I couldn't find anything regarding the autopsy. So the shots fired call goes out, officer down. Of course, that triggers a multi-jurisdictional response. You get the highway patrol, Springfield police, and the usual every man or woman with a badge and a gun is going to make the scene. So now they got the trailer surrounded, and they're trying to figure out a way to get in there and get Deputy Yates out. Now they even bring in an armored car. I don't know whose armored car that was. So for 3 hours they try and they're not successful. Well, finally they do get a team inside the trailer and they're able to get Deputy Yates out. So now they put him on an ambulance and they drive it down there to the Highway 40. Because they've got a CARE flight helicopter sitting on the blacktop waiting. So they load Deputy Yates up. They fly him to Miami Valley Hospital there in Dayton. Now Deputy Yates doesn't make it. I told you I didn't see an autopsy report. But now Deputy Yates' daddy said he was told that his son would have made it if they could have got him out sooner than they did. Now after they got Deputy Yates out, the trailer caught on fire. Now, I don't know if the fella inside the trailer set it on fire or not. The reports I read said that the woman in the trailer was his mama. Now, my understanding is she died from gunshot wounds from the male, if that's her son. And I'm not sure how he died. Smoke inhalation, burns, or gunshot wounds from the police. But now that trailer, it burned all the way to the ground, as trailers are prone to do. I wish I could provide more information as to what went on. I didn't see any reports as to what precipitated to the disturbance between the man and the woman, mama and son, whatever that relationship was. I did read some information that said this fellow was... he had a criminal record. It wasn't just a real bad one. But now, I also read something said he might have been a mental consumer as well. I don't know if that's true. I just saw that in a mention in one of the news articles. So don't know what got them mad at each other. Don't know what got him so mad that he decided he had to shoot the police. Sure wish they could have gotten that trailer a little bit quicker. I'm sure Deputy Yates' daddy wished they had a... But I'm going to tell you, trying to get inside a trailer, you're really limited. That's a tough proposition. All you do is the best you can do. Deputy Sheriff Matthew Eugene Yates. End of watch, July 24th, 2022.